Today, Shelley Fraser-Mickle is remembering one of the pleasures of almost summer, fireflies.
From the minute a child takes that first ride down the birth canal and pops out into the world, I bet he's thinking, wow, somebody's got to explain this. And then for the first 6 years, the best explanation any child comes upon is, you know, I think this place is magic. Yes, magic becomes a child's modus operandi. That's what my grandmother said I had when I could charm 2 cookies out of her instead of one, or go to bed dirty by saying I had a magic toe that couldn't touch water until morning. Oh yes, magic was my modus operandi. And back in Arkansas, that's the way we said it too. I also thought that with my own magic, I could make my grandmother take me downtown for an ice cream soda at least once a week. I made her cook supper, wash clothes, turn on the radio, and sing Glow Little Glow Worm at 7 o'clock every night. I didn't have the power to improve her singing voice, and the fact that she was doing these things anyway didn't affect my modus operandi at all. Simply, the world was magic, and I had as much magic as any other part of it. And then I met my comeuppance. That's what my grandmother called it when I ate so many cookies I got sick, or when I went to bed without a bath and broke out in poison ivy during the night. My comeuppance was the day I announced I was going to make a necklace out of lightning bugs. Now, I know the rest of the world likes to call lightning bugs fireflies, but in Arkansas, we call them bugs, and that didn't make them any less magic. Every June night, I would dance through the grass at twilight, catching them and putting them in a mason jar. Holes would be punched into the top, so the bugs would have air to breathe. But if I didn't let them go before daylight, they would all be lying on the bottom of the jar, lifeless in the morning. That one day in June, though, I went around announcing that by morning I would be wearing a necklace of lightning bugs. I had a needle and thread to skewer them into the shape of a pearl necklace that would turn me into the queen of the neighborhood. I imagine you can guess how that night went. The bugs wouldn't stay still long enough to skewer. I didn't have the heart for it anyway. And in the morning, whenever anyone teased me about where was my firefly necklace, I pointed to my neck and said, "Oh, it's here. You just can't see it." You know, it's never easy to change a modus operandi and admit a comeuppance.